From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A series of bombings across Iraq has left dozens of people dead and well over 100 injured. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports from Baghdad.
A huge blast ripped through the capital of Diyala province. A car bomber hit a market in the city of Bakuba. At least 40 people died there. Buses and cars were destroyed. At least 10 shops were caught up in the explosion. In Ramadi, a suicide bomber walked into a restaurant popular with police, shouted, "God is great," and then his vest failed to detonate. He was arrested, but a second bomber came in 30 minutes later, and his explosives worked. 13 people were killed. In Mosul, two car bombs left an unknown number of people dead. On Monday, almost 20 people died in the northern city, the result of 7 separate explosions. In the capital, a bomb killed one person. The spate of bombings across the country is a departure from recent months, which have shown a fairly steady downward trend in violence across the country. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Baghdad.
Witnesses are reporting dozens of fatalities at the scene of a crash involving a Congolese jetliner. The plane, which apparently never was able to take off, careened off the runway into a bustling market area where it then burst into flames. Anna Ridout is with the aid group World Vision. She says basically the McDonnell Douglas DC-9 was in pieces.
The nose of the plane was one side of the shops, and the tail was sticking up. The other side, and the middle was just completely burnt out.
It's not clear how many people aboard the plane were killed. At least one of the plane's pilots was said to have survived the crash. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee John McCain gave his most wide-ranging speech on the economy today in Pennsylvania, including a call for a gas tax holiday. Mark Newtbar of member station WDUQ in Pittsburgh has more.
Senator McCain says the federal gas tax of nearly 18.5 cents should be eliminated from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
The effect will be an immediate economic stimulus, taking a few dollars off the price of a tank of gas every time a family, a farmer, or trucker stops to fill up. Over the same period, our government should suspend the purchase of oil for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which has also contributed to the rising price of oil.
That stimulus would come before McCain could take control of the White House. He has other ideas to implement if elected. He would work for a new unemployment system focused on retraining workers, offer taxpayers an alternative, simpler income tax system, provide home loans for those facing foreclosures, and make the Bush tax cuts permanent. For NPR News, I'm Mark Newtbar in Pittsburgh.
Pope Benedict XVI is in the U.S. Benedict, on his first official papal visit to the country, arrived today to a chorus of cheers from a group of Catholic students. He was greeted by President Bush along with his wife Laura Bush and daughter Jenna. The Pope will go to the White House tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 60 points today to close at 12,362. This is NPR. Following Delta's announcement last night that it is acquiring Northwest Airlines for $3 billion, rival Continental said today it is now reviewing its strategic alternatives. The combination of Atlanta-based Delta and Minnesota-based Northwest is expected to create the world's largest airline with upwards of 75,000 employees and nearly 800 airplanes. Among the possible partners for Continental, according to analysts, could be United Airlines. Still, any airline mergers will need the approval of the federal regulators and also have to be approved by the airline's workforces. A federal jury has convicted a woman on charges her upscale escort service in Washington, D.C. was actually a prostitution business. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Deborah Jean Palfrey got a lot of people's attention here when she threatened to sell her high-end clientele list to help pay her legal bills. She became known locally as the D.C. Madam. The D.C. escort service she ran out of her California home charged $250 an hour. Palfrey's lawyer listed as potential witnesses Senator David Vitter of Louisiana. His name was linked to Palfrey's business by way of phone records. And Randall Tobias. He resigned as a deputy secretary of state after he acknowledged he used Palfrey's business for massages. Neither of them was called to testify. The jury convicted Palfrey on charges of money laundering, racketeering, and using the mail for illegal purposes. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.
The Labor Department reported today its producer price index, a key wholesale inflation gauge, shot up by a bigger-than-expected 1.1% in March. That was almost twice the gain most analysts had expected. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.